It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yes, my favorite boxer won.
I can't think of that woman's name who won. Big Jake Paul fan?
Kirk Herbstreit's new boxer dog. Someone emailed me and said Kirk Herbstreit's dog was a service dog, actually.
Okay, so did that change your mind on things? Katie?
No. Is that a good impression? You see these big dogs on an airplane, they need some help on the plane. Mentally, that's fine. And some of us have to go on a plane with a human child.
Yeah.
What if someone had with a service dog had to fly with a child, they would need 10 to 20 more dogs to calm them down.
It's that's awful. The ratio.
RIP to him and RIP to Mike Tyson. How does he keep getting, why do we watch this? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It was kind of exactly, I said all week, I was like, man, it's going to be a bummer if like within 30 seconds you go, oh,
he's old.
He's really old, huh? Which is kind of exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was too bad, but
I love everyone changed up. Like Mike Tyson's he has legit punching power. Look at these videos. Don't sleep on, and within 30 seconds, everyone goes, he's doing really good for 60.
They switched up the commentary pretty quick.
Yeah, but the fight before was awesome. Those girls were just wailing on each other. It's like a Rocky movie.
The tail end of it when there was headbutting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a wild night.
Yeah, but shout out Jake Paul. People forget. Old buddy of mine.
Yeah, that's right. Used to DM.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was never met Jake Paul. Met Logan Paul, who at the end of the fight said, Mike, I'll kill you. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did they're always that? Up to something.
Uh-huh.
I like when they say, Jake, but he's just a marketing genius. Mm-hmm. He's a marketing genius. I don't know if just like purposely being a raging a-hole is like... I guess that does work. It's just not many people want to sign up for that.
Yeah, you don't want that to be your legacy.
But like it can work.
Yeah. He was so good at being like hated. Mm-hmm. Man, he's awesome. I would not. You only get one kind of legacy. I wouldn't want it to be, man, he was annoying and he made a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't. I guess they're figuring out how to keep this going. I was really excited at first because he would legit knock people out cold. Like, mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. You're like, okay. What, and people don't know anything like me. They're like, is he really? What if it's like when Steph Curry like made a hole in one and you start going, what it, dude?
Could he be great at golf as well?
What if he's going to stop playing basketball and he's going to win golf? And you're like, no, no one's ever, there's not been a single athlete who's been amazing at two sports. This has never happened.
Deion Sanders.
Was he good at baseball?
I thought he made I think he's the only person to do like the All-Star game or whatever in like both, like Pro Bowl and All-Star game. I could be wrong. I thought he was like quite good at both.
Because people love Bo Jackson, but people forget he wasn't that good at football.
He was.
Or which one? Did I get that backwards?
It's a Royals and a Raider.
I think football was probably his better sport. I think he won the Heisman.
Which one am I? Do I sound dumb right now?
Michael Jordan wasn't very good at baseball.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
LeBron's not good at baseball.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade's not good at baseball.
Most people in the NBA aren't good at swimming.
There we go.
There's one.
Not. It's very hard to be good at two sports.
Yeah. Did you get
show me one horse jockey
who's doing anything else?
Doing anything else?
Did you get to watch the fight with sound on? Like, could you hear the broadcast?
The first bit of it, then we like went to a dinner.
Oh, really?
Well, it's like fish. Because we were West Coast. So we had like I booked a late dinner, but it was ongoing. And it was on kind of at the dinner, but we couldn't really hear super well.
Was it bouncing in and out at the restaurant too?
Oh, was that the issue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix was crashing. Is having trouble.
I did catch Jerry Jones. Where they're like, sir, what's it mean to you to have this in Jerry World? He's like, and he had no, he's just kind of messy. He just talked for 2 minutes until someone's like, dude, we can't hear you.
It's not working.
And it wasn't his fault. They had to give him a mic. And that was my first clue. I was like, man, how do they not have that going?
Yeah, it wasn't the best night for Netflix, but the, Derek, did you watch it?
Yeah, in a hotel room. Kind of bad Wi-Fi, but.
Yeah, I was in the middle of South Dakota watching on our phone. So yeah, we all had similar experiences. But the commentators like started arguing with each other during the fight. And it was like kind of awkward because there was one guy who I think knows, he's been like broadcasting boxing for a long time. Because he was like, all right, you know, he's calling the fight. And then they had, what's his name? Roy Jones. Is that his name? I think he's like a former like heavyweight champion boxer also in the broadcast booth. And Roy Jones is like saying like, oh man, Mike Tyson's having trouble with his mouthpiece. That's like a breathing issue. And then the commentator's like, no. He just like, Mike Tyson does this. I've seen a lot of fights. And then the guy's like, no, well, I'm the boxer. He's having trouble with his mouthpiece. That's why he's doing that. And the other guy's like, I hate to correct you. You're a world champ, but I've watched a lot of Mike Tyson. He just likes to bite his glove. And it's just so like cringy and awkward. And then, I mean, that got brought up multiple like, times.
We got to go score. We got to fight between the announcer. And they just start boxing.
I mean, and he kept bringing it up. This other Roy, I think it was his name, was like, there he goes with his mouthpiece again. And the guy was like, one more time. Mike Tyson just does this.
He just kind of does this. He likes fighting, right? We know that.
And
right?
So then they asked him after the fight. They're like, Mike, the broadcast booth was going back and forth. Like, what's with the, like your glove and your mouth? Was it a mouthpiece issue? And he just goes, I have a biting fixation.
It's like the bass.
It was so funny.
That is, I love.
But it was really awkward.
I love because all the people who announce or analyze a certain sport typically have a background in that sport. Yeah. So boxing, everyone in there is just dying to hit each other. They're like, all right, man, if you're gonna say that one more time, we can put on our own gloves. All right. He's having a mouthpiece issue.
He can't breathe. Yeah, that's all that Roy guy talked about. He said something's wrong with his mouthpiece and his legs don't look good. You said that 19 times. Yeah. I don't like Mike's legs.
Yeah, he's wrinkly.
The tattoos look weird now.
Yeah, they didn't. He needs to get those either removed or touched up.
Yeah, darken them again.
And his nipples are so long.
I don't like his legs.
His butt looks good.
That was wild.
We got to see that.
I thought he was going to box in that because that came out like an hour before the fight. He was like in chaps.
Do boxers wear that or... Is that a boxer thing? Because I'm clueless. Or is he's just that old school? He's still wearing a jock strap.
I don't know.
That was...
I don't know if that's common or not.
What a strange guy. Anyway, we had a great episode for you guys today. Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars. And shout out to one of our followers who made last week's intro music.
Oh, that's right.
People did not like it.
So shout out to Trey who made this week's intro music.
Yeah, this week's is a cappella.
Great
for the holidays.
Go ahead.
I liked the intro music. I guess people weren't expecting it, but he remixed it.
Yep.
People are afraid of change, man. Don't let it get you down. Keep doing your thing. Roll music. Correct opinions. Whoa, whoa. Correct opinions.
Not bad for 9:17 a.m.
Thank you. Yeah, it's early. I had to get my little extra espresso shot. I got a whole espresso set up now. I'm working a coffee shop back there.
Really? It did smell really good when I came in here.
Dad is furious. Every time he shows up, he's like, you got more contraption. More.
How much you spend on this?
And there's nothing I can do to convince him. He's like... You're doing all this. He's like, you're an idiot. I know he doesn't say this outright. He's like, you spend how much money? You're doing the, you're pulling shots. And it's all for it to all taste exactly the same.
Mm.
Is what I know he believes. I'm like, damn. And I'll be like, oh, I don't really like Keurig. I'm sorry. He's like, it's all the same thing. Keurig, you're doing this. Who's the idiot here? And it's fine. And so he brings this, when he comes to visit, he brings his own curate.
No way.
He's like, I don't know what's going on here. I just do my thing. So now I'm seeing him for Thanksgiving and I think I might power move it. I'm going to bring my 100-pound espresso machine and set up shop. Say, hey, two can play this game.
Yeah, you're going to pull up to Christmas with a trailer behind your car. Like, oh my gosh.
I might have to hire a mobile coffee truck to park outside of their home.
They're going
to
think, wow, it's going to be a good Christmas. Trey brought a trailer with all these presents. No, it's just coffee. It's just so I can have espresso in the morning.
It's for me only. And yeah. You guys are welcome to go visit. You would have to pay.
When's the last time have you seen Kicking and Screaming recently? You remember Will Ferrell? I haven't
memorized.
Yeah.
It's where an all-time movie.
Just the coffee setup gets bigger and bigger on the bench. I mean, that's going to be you just like, Merry Christmas, everyone. And you're just like doing this whole thing, gold-plated.
Absolutely. And so I do think I am going to legit bring my Spin coffee. You've seen Spin. Shout out Spin. They sent me one of these. It's a pretty big contraption, but it's a cool like one touch to put the beans in. And you can do, it can pump out espresso or drip or cold.
Oh, nice.
So I might have to bring that and, hey, set up shop. But what are you doing for Thanksgiving? It's coming up.
We're going to do Thanksgiving at my folks' place and then Christmas with the Coops.
On the same weekend? Or you're taking Christmas on Christmas?
No, we will do those separate.
I'm doing Thanksgiving. Now my life is Thanksgiving and Christmas in the same weekend.
Oh, wow.
So now Ryan's day, I have to get my Christmas gifts already.
Huh.
That's overwhelming.
What do you think you're going to get?
Well, we do now. How do y'all do Christmas? Because it evolves, and we're doing the very classic, everyone gets someone. We draw from a hat, everyone gets someone. Is that what everyone does these days?
Yeah.
This is the first year we're implementing it.
And I have a great new hack for Christmas gifts that I'm very proud of this, because do y'all do this too? What do people do now? Just, all right, your aunt has you, text her the link.
Yes.
And you're like, what do we do? And they're like, by the way, we're doing a $50 limit. So track down what you want for $50 left and text her. And I'm like, is this fun for people?
I was going to say, that kind of takes all the fun out of it.
That's what you do, Derek?
That's exactly what I do. And I've complained that there's no passion or nothing behind it. So I always put just like the worst gifts ever. Like, get me $50 of Reese's Pieces or something like that. Like,
yeah, that's good. Yeah. You have to send them a link of something that it's like a Nazi sweatshirt. And they're like, I can't buy this. Like, well, hey.
How do I Google it?
I've been doing research and... they're like, I can't legally buy this. Maybe you just, well, then figure it out.
Give me
something from
the
heart.
Make it yourself.
Y'all's family's old school.
So the Coop, triplets, we're still, everyone, give everyone a gift. The Coops this year, for the first time, you draw a name, but there was no dollar limit. There was no text for the link. It's Wild West right now. So we still get to like actually give them gifts.
Do y'all do dollar limits, Derek?
Yeah, and it's like 50 or something, like, you know.
Not generous, right? Yeah. I mean, $50 is a lot of money, but it is kind of like...
My wife is one of seven kids, so that's why we do have to do that. I mean, there's a ton. But
if everyone's getting a gift, sure. Yeah. But
if you're only getting a gift for one person, you can up it from $50.
Because then in the family, is there...
Because most people, if you need something under $50, you just buy it.
Exactly.
There's nothing no one doesn't have for under
$50. I couldn't agree with you guys anymore.
And it was funny. As my birthday was happening, I love being older. So it's like my birthday happened to be while we're in Vegas. That had nothing to do with our annual trip. So of course it's funny, you know, guys randomly like 8 p.m. that day, like, oh, happy birthday, man.
Today. All right.
And, you know, with like a dozen guys, the Vegas trip, more than half the times we've gone has just fallen on one of the guys' birthdays. So it's kind of running back, like people run into you like, what is it? Just guys' trip? Like, it's his birthday. We had to celebrate 31 for him.
That's how we do it.
But as I'm preparing, I was like, oh, you know what? I could use like a hat. So I just buy one. And then I'm like, it shows up and Katie's like, what's that? I was like, oh, I just bought it. Like, wouldn't that, everyone's hammering me with what to get you for your birthday. You could have just made that a birthday gift. So I'm like, but exactly. It's a $40 hat. I just buy the hat.
Yeah.
I don't think, man, I better pause on that until I get someone can gift it to me. But do y'all, is there a spectrum on the price that people do, or is it all, because I think some families, you got someone over here making bank, someone over here left, and so I mean, growing up, my grandparents were like, they did well for themselves, they're very, very generous. So we go up to Grammy and Papa's, like, you know, okay, my aunts will give me kind of this or this, and then the Grammy and Papa gift, like, whoa,
not
they,
bad.
They don't,
yeah,
they shell it out. But we're kind of even removing that, where I think of, do I pull a Michael Scott situation? $50, $50. And I just give someone a MacBook. And everyone's furious. Like, well, sorry. That's one of my favorite moments where he's like pissed at everyone else. Like, he could have.
An oven mitt, Phyllis?
I gave someone an iPod. Like, there was a dollar limit. But it's, so my first step into approving this is I've started to tell people a website. Shout out huckberry.com. You ever heard of this?
Okay, no.
It's a men's website.
Okay.
That's a really nice procured men's website that has a bunch of stuff. And I say, hey, just nice and simple, I say, buy me something off that website.
Okay, they get a whole website. It's right. Not a direct link.
Because there is a certain amount of trust I have in the website that they're not going to give me something too stupid. But I think it helps be like, hey, just give me something off this website. So I don't know what I'm getting.
I'm going to find something stupid on this website.
Text my mom. Get him this.
Hey, Trey just told me he really wants this military watch box. Yes.
Well, I hope they know me well enough. They just panic and give me something.
What is it? We got you
a tent.
Hey, here's leather socks. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Make Christmas great again. Let's get someone in office to do that. Let's bring you back the regular old gifts. I tell you what, I'm doing all these brand deals.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but enough. That
not as much
for.
I wish I had.
And it's the increasing level of, yeah. Someone panics like, I got you a turquoise bolo tie. Like, is that appropriation? I don't think I could even wear that.
Also, how much did you spend? $135 plus
it's
tax.
Like it's a pure turquoise. But they hammer you with, like, don't say Christmas. It's holiday. And it's funny. I ran into one where I'm trying to describe,
deals.
Like, we need a, if we're not going to do Christmas, like, what do we call December 25th? Because, like, holidays. But holidays feels like Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I was doing a line where I was like, it was like mom being like, are we going to see you for Thanksgiving or Christmas? So I go, like, am I going to see you Thanksgiving or holiday? Or holidays? What do you...
It's like the Super Bowl. Thanksgiving or... say the big game.
The big holiday. Cheery day.
The big red. What do you for Thanksgiving?
I thought that battle was won in, like, 2009 that, hey, you could say Merry Christmas. It's
I know,
fine.
Right?
Our brand still... Yeah.
Well, I guess it is interesting because Thanksgiving, I guess, is a purely American holiday. But they're like, well, Christmas, not everyone in America celebrates Christmas.
Yeah.
And their boss might be Jewish.
Yeah.
I worked for Jewish guys in the mall at the helicopter kiosk, and they loved saying Merry Christmas. Also, they were making bank.
Right. Say it. But Merry, happy.
Happy big
Christmas
day.
20, happy big jolly day.
Found something else for you. Get huckberry.com. What do you think about this virgin scarf? Mm. And why is it called that?
Well, when you say it? That, I got that for my sister. And I still, anyone with a sister knows, she has one child, and I still have hope.
Still hanging on? Maybe it's a biblical thing.
Yeah, maybe. She's a very faithful woman. So Mary, I can't
good,
figure it out.
Good big day to you and to yours.
Mm-hmm. And happy Thanksgiving.
New Year.
We're finding our new Thanksgiving strategy.
Okay.
As we all get older, have kids. So we're doing a potluck situation.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of liked when all the women would just make it, but I did nothing. And we're losing that as a country, I feel, too.
So you and your family, everyone has to contribute food-wise.
That's the plan this year. You know, I grew up in a time where grandma just did all of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a shame.
Yeah. It's too bad we're getting away from that. What are you going to bring?
I'm going to sign up for, what am I doing? I'm going to help with the stuffing. I'm going to do a green bean casserole.
Wow.
You got to have a green bean casserole.
Yeah, it's very thick.
But I'm going to try to make it, I'm trying to make it from scratch and not do the canned version.
You're gonna grow the beans?
Yeah, from scratch. I'm gonna have to buy a plot.
I've noticed there's kind of a small garden in your backyard. It's for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Ooh, in Vegas. Okay, so happy holidays, everyone. I came back from Vegas. It was a great time. I on the last night, I was standing there with a few buddies. We're waiting to just like go into this restaurant, and this random woman walked up. And she goes, "Excuse me, you're very handsome," and it meant more to me than anything Katie could ever say.
a random
just
woman.
And you know, she didn't know who I was or anything. And I, you know, you turned 32 on my 32nd birthday. I felt wow. I'm getting older.
How old is this woman?
She was old and not, she was old.
Well, that's nice.
That's kind of my thing, I guess.
You're very handsome.
And then one of my buddies just knocked my hat off my head. And
look at him now.
Yeah. I was like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. But I thought that was fun. And I had to experience that.
Were other people around to hear it?
Vegas. Yeah, a few of my buddies.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's funny because a few of my buddies, we'd had funny times over the last year. We're out at a random place. Each of two of my buddies had like a, hey, my friend over there wanted to come say hi. Like, you know, I'm married.
Yeah.
And so we're, and then we're all like, oh my gosh, dude.
Yes, dude.
That was sick. And so it was my turn. And so.
Any follow up with her? Or?
No.
Okay. Maybe she's a listener. She no. knew to gas you up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions. Apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
That was my birthday weekend.
How was Vegas? What'd you guys do? Was it fun?
It was very fun. Played blackjack. We watched the fights. Probably the best story though was we just chilled all day Sunday and watched football, which is amazing.
Yep.
We had a nice little spot at this new casino called Durango. Shout out Red Rock. Shout out Station Casinos. Hooked us up. Great spot. New spot Durango. Really nice, clean, brand new. Sportsbook was great. Very affordable. We were able to, they were bringing us, they all had like $3 beers and
great,
you know, nice 10 buck chicken sliders. We had a great time. The Chiefs game came on. Chiefs sadly didn't turn out like we wanted. But as we sat there's this guy next to us who is a Chiefs fan. And one of these kind of these guys were like, does this guy have a job?
Okay.
And he's head to toe Chiefs, red, yellow. And he's going to every table around him, trying to like chat it up. He's kind of harassing.
He's there by himself.
It's one of those guys. Yeah, hey, what do you got? Yeah, man, Chiefs. One of those classic nightmare guys where every play there's a reaction. Two yard gain.
There we go. Come
on. down the field. Or like the other team gets a first down, which, you know, happens several times in a game. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And then he sees us in red. So he's really trying to activate us.
Hey, we're one of the same. Over.
And then we realize he's one of those nightmare strangers where you kind of have to start ignoring him, or you're going to welcome him to just bother you for 3 hours.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So we're like kind of, yeah, we're Chiefs guys. We're in Kansas. Then we have to kind of start every play, every positive play of any time. He's coming over.
High fives.
So we're trying to, we're kind of have to like ignore him. And this, the the game starts going south for the Chiefs. You start realizing we're probably gonna lose, and he's starting to lose it. We can't fire Spagnuolo. He's called fire Spagnuolo, the Chiefs' defensive coach. It's like, dude, we're the best team in the NFL.
Won back-to-back Super Bowls.
We weren't favored to win this game. He's losing it. And then he starts, I don't know if he's just weird or if he's starting to drink too much, but he's saying, like, he's cussing and carrying on. And he's, the funniest part, we're in a sports book, which is where people bet on teams to win. Mm-hmm. There's guys in, like, Seahawks shirts excited for a positive Bills play. One could assume they've placed money on the Bills to win.
Yeah, you're in a
sports book. He's talking trash to them. When's the last time the Bills won a Super Bowl? What's that? And these guys are like, we're not Bills fans. And he's going nuts. And he's starting to, then he's turning on us. Why aren't you guys making some noise?
Scream at them with me.
So then one of my buddies is getting mad. He's like, why are you still here, dude? You're furious. And then he turns on us. He's cussing us out.
Jeez.
He's calling us the F slur.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, just throwing him around. He's like, and then he's reversed like a 12-year-old boy. He's like, you guys aren't, get on your plane and go back home. And he's like, I live here. I'm a real Chiefs fan. I've been to one game.
You're dude. Like, well, if you want us to fly home, that's to Kansas City.
You're like, what? And one of my buddies is like, we've all been to more than one game. We've all been to more than one. And it was just the funny. He's walking out. He's getting barked at by everyone. Just
15 on one. Just calling you the F word.
That's what's you have to respect about some of these crazy people. Like in Philly the one time.
Yeah.
The guy who went just face to face with Mike Hell.
Yeah.
Who's twice his size with an army of six guys behind him. He was ready to like, I'll fight all of you. He was just
it's terrifying.
But it makes for a good story. And I wanted the Chiefs to win, obviously, but it was nice to have a little silver lining. Like, I'm glad that guy was bummed because he deserved it.
He needed to come down a little bit.
The guy, that's why people hate the Chiefs. You got this lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are your first loss of the season.
It's our first loss in 11 months. Guy's losing his mind.
He's losing it.
I also heard the F word slur this weekend.
Oh.
I went pheasant hunting. We shoot a bunch. We're cooking them up. The main guy in charge comes out from behind the grill. And he goes, he's trying to say, I got your pheasant nuggets. I got your pheasant nuggets. And it just comes out, hey, boys, got your. We're like, whoa, Jeff, geez.
All right, we're kind of out here in the middle of nowhere hunting, but let's be cool.
Yeah, that was great. That was
that's tough.
A bit shocking.
It's like when that poor lady said that she put the Lakers. But said in acres. I forget. She like ran her words together. People like what? And it's amazing how people legit are like, she really.
Well, she probably meant it to some degree.
That. Yeah. She said it.
Slipped so out.
He was like, you know what? This guy actually thinks peasants are gay. Pheasants. See, I did it.
See,
see, it's easy. How is pheasant? Yummy?
Not bad. It's like just a step below
deep
chicken.
Fried.
Yeah. I had it deep fried. And then we had it one other time. And it's like some white wine vinegar sauce. That was really good. That was great, actually.
Because you deep fry something. You're always like, how is it good? Am I just tasting?
Yeah, you deep fry it and put it in barbecue sauce. Like, yeah, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, for dinner, it was like in this really creamy, like mushroom white wine sauce. And that was outstanding.
I want to hear all about it. But I'm trying to think of any more Vegas stories. That's really it. It's just, you get older. We did it nice. We just watched a lot of fights and sports in our nice suite that they hooked up.
You swim?
Played some blackjack. No, didn't
really?
Swim. But the suite had a bathtub, if you can even call it that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quite literally a hot tub.
Yeah.
Could fit a few guys. So I had one morning that my suite mates, they're like, hey, well, we're already down here. We'll grab you a coffee. And then I was like, oh, I kind of want to get in this hot tub. Jacuzzi bathtub.
Yeah.
I bet my buddies would join me. So I drew it up and they walked in. I was like, hey guys. And they're like, why would we want to get in that? And so I just did that by myself.
It was a little, just slightly too much bath than it was hot tub.
Yeah.
So like, well, we can't get in the bath with you.
Fine line.
Yeah. That is a funny line. Like, it's big enough to be a hot tub, but it looks like a bathtub. So we can't get in there with you.
Can't get in there with
it's you. It's white. Man. It's white porcelain.
And we had a great time and,
so they just brought you coffee while you're having a bath. by yourself.
Yeah.
Here you go, Trey.
And I had my bathing suit on.
That's okay. Nice. Yeah.
I think people are wondering that.
Okay.
On the flight there, we're back row Southwest, you know, four buddies.
Yeah.
Excited. So we're chit-chatting. And I've never the flight attendant was like, we have some people asking you to be quiet.
No way.
And I wasn't rude, but I was just like, we're going to Vegas. I was like, we're just talking. I was kind of like, and you knew it was the guy right in front of us. He's sitting there. I'm like, you got to bring headphones. It's 2024.
Also,
you can get headphones on Amazon for $20.
How did he complain to the flight attendant without you seeing? He's a row ahead of you.
That's a great point.
Wow.
So then we started going, guys, shh, we got to be quiet. Shh. That was a funny bit. That was probably actually rude, but before then we weren't.
I had a girl next to me on a flight. Raw dogged it the whole flight. It was impressive.
Mm.
She, you know, I didn't have my AirPods in yet, which is an invitation, basically. So she's like, hi, what's your name? We talked. We had a very pleasant 10-minute conversation. And then as I start to go down for my nap and put my headphones in, I'm like, wow, she's just like a statue, just like hands on her thighs, just straight ahead.
She was like, ah, I was really banking on talking to that guy for an hour.
I did. She was very pleasant and we had a good conversation, but I did let her know. I made sure to work into like my conversation, like, oh yeah, with work, I fly quite a bit. So I always fall asleep on all these plane rides.
Yeah.
Just to let her know what the expectation is. Like I will be asleep in 10 minutes.
That's smart.
So it worked out, but yeah, I was impressed. When I woke up, she's still just stone cold. Just looking straight ahead. Nothing in the ears, nothing in the hands. Impressive. She's strong. Can't believe people do that.
Yeah, I would never.
She's like our age too.
You how many pheasants? I don't know. I'm struggling pheasants. With that. How many pheasants did you get personally? Do you know?
Do you know about like how pheasant hunting works?
I do kind of. So you kind of don't know. It's just yeah. Like, I was gonna everyone... say.
I mean, when one flies up, there's probably six people shooting. Boom, boom, and then you're like, I think I got it.
That was
and then
me.
The guy next to you who's been hunting his whole life is like, maybe. Yeah, maybe you did.
Yeah, you bet you did. I bet you did.
We were joking. There was a guy on the trip with us, like one of the only guys who had been hunting before. And the first like 2 days, I feel like every time we were like out in the field, he was always next to me. And so we were imagining him like being like the old like dad or coach being like he lets me think I shot one. And he's like literally 6 inches behind me, putting his gun down. Like, you got another one, Jake. Great job. Like he's just shooting every bird for me and just letting me think that I got it. So I don't know how many I got. Maybe two fez.
Okay. That's pretty, I mean,
enough
to live off.
I didn't shoot any hens. So that's good. You're not supposed to shoot the lady birds. You shoot the male birds.
And are they obvious?
You have somewhat, yeah. A little different colors, a little different size. But you have like the guides there kind of yelling at you. Rooster, rooster, shoot it. That's fun.
Yeah.
Or hen. They just yell hen and you don't shoot it. No one shot each other. That was good. We went up there and they said, you guys are the most inexperienced group we've ever taken hunting. I'm like, great.
Oh, okay.
Try not to kill each other. And we didn't.
Great.
So I think they were nervous. But
right.
It was great. You get to work with those dogs and the dogs are just sniffing like crazy and finding birds. That's and then
fine. No one shot the dog.
No one shot the dog. No, apparently it does like kind of happen. I think it's like the nature of like pheasant hunting. Like you hunt for a year. Yeah. One dog might go down.
Oh, imagine that trip. Does that guy get arrested or anything? They're saying, you're just like, yeah, let's go. We got these group of buddies. Can you imagine a boys trip? We finally did it. Let's go. We're going to go out there. And you're, how was it? It's like, well, Brad killed Sparky. So that was a downer.
That would be a downer.
But surprisingly, deep fried dog is not bad. We didn't want to waste
it. Put it in mushroom sauce.
Yeah. That was Springfield, Ohio out there, dude.
It was, it's interesting, you know, cause you're shooting like these shotgun kind of like pellets. And so a lot of the time you're not shooting the pheasant in the head. You're not really killing it. You're wounding it. You're taking it to the ground. That's when the dogs go out and get it. And so the dogs bring the pheasant back to like the guides and this pheasant is still alive. And it's pretty scarring the first time you see them finish the pheasant cause they just grab it by the head and it's
just
like
rip its head off.
And they just bite it.
And bring it on the shit.
No, they just
ring it.
Yeah, they just go in a circle like that, like they're dancing. And of course,
what sound does it make?
No sounds, which
that's
is nice.
Good.
It's okay. Muted. It's a silent film. But yeah, I mean, they just ring that thing feathers are going everywhere. I mean, it was like instant PTSD. I mean, you get feathers on you. You're like, oh my gosh.
Oh, if we're really doing it, huh?
All right.
Does the guy laugh while he does it?
No, he's stone cold. It's like he does it in his sleep.
It's almost worse.
All right, boys, let's keep going.
Keep going.
All right. Come on, Shiloh. Hunt him up. Hunt him up.
So he was already dead, right? That's just something you're doing to get the blood. You're the one who... Did I kill him or...
No, I just took his life. You got to shoot him in the head better. Come on, boys. Keep walking. Hunt him up, Shiloh. Oh, hunt him up. Come on, Knox. Hunt him up.
So if the... When he says the dog goes down, does he ring the dog, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. When they have to put a dog down, yeah, you get so desensitized.
I remember hearing my... I've heard how... I don't know if they still do this on the farm. Do you know about
pig farms?
Finishing off chickens?
No. How do you finish off chickens?
I've heard that you stand a 2x4 on its head and grab by its legs and just bonk.
That can't be the best way.
That's what I've heard.
I heard you
so
put on
chicken with a run around with a chicken like its head cut off.
I heard you put on boxing gloves and you go 8 2-minute rounds. You stream it on Netflix and you just see who can last.
Usually,
you always win. Yeah, I have a biting faith in. I've never killed a chicken. Never killed many things.
I haven't. Have I ever killed an animal? No. Well, yeah. When I could only assume I killed it when I was 15 and a half with my permit learning to drive. This was a true freak accident. It's tough when you're learning to drive and this happens. You're kind of like, okay. You know, my mommy's right there. Yeah, you're doing great. We drove by like this kind of little pond and this duck.
Oh,
the perfect time.
Duck. Like,
ha! And then you look back and there's like a cloud of feathers.
Wow.
And I think that's my only... I've never hit a squirrel. I tried it, the squirrels even.
Squirrels are getting better. They're getting good.
They're
getting quick.
They are unbelievable. You see less squirrels run over. I think they are evolving in front of our eyes.
Yeah, they're good. Deer still got a ways to figure it out. Deer love roads.
Yeah.
They love walking on roads.
I don't get why they love the roads.
Can they not see?
Cars are they attracted to cars? Are they sexually attracted to cars?
I don't know what the end game is.
They just keep, every time they see a jaguar, they just... But was that your first animal you've killed?
And let's, for the record, probably didn't kill it, probably wounded it, and then Jeff took care of it. But but my first animal I've ever shot. But it's kind of fun because it's a good form of hunting. You know, you don't have to be quiet. You don't have to wake up early in the morning. You have to cover yourself in deer urine. You just walk out there. You're wearing bright orange. Oh, this is funny. I just kind of like mess with my friend. Just kind of a funny bit. So yeah, pheasant hunting, you don't have to camouflage yourself. You're in fact required to wear bright blaze orange. So we all know where everyone's at.
Oh.
There's no mystery. There's no disguising it. You want the pheasants to know where you're at because that's how you, you know, scare them into flying up. All that to be said, I stopped at Shields and got Navy SEAL camouflage makeup. And just that first day just covered my entire face. Like, all right, let's do this. And it was my first time doing this. The black went on a little dark and I was getting worried in the mirror. I was like, what have I done? What have I done?
Like, this would be so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah. So then I'm getting the green. I'm like, green.
Work in the green.
Green over the top.
Yeah. Starting with the black layers.
Yeah.
You just wanted to try it.
I didn't know. Now I know. And anyway, I was a little worried like leaving my room. Like what was supposed to be this like funny, like,
it's the green's wearing off.
Yeah. I was like, I'm a little nervous to reveal myself, especially to the guides. Like my friends will still think it's funny. And then the guides there, I was like, oh, what are they going to think? And he just walks by, he goes, oh, full face. Nice.
I've seen worse.
Yeah, it's like he sees us once a week. But yeah, it's a good form of hunting because you don't have to be quiet. You just get to go out there and you could talk the whole time. And there's kind of some fun anticipation because you know there's dozens of them in this field. You're just waiting for them to fly up. And then it's like the 4th of July. Oh, that's awesome.
All right. So, and the weather was fine? Colt, was there after?
Weather was great.
Wow.
It was like 59.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited.
21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Played a little paddle in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
There's a court nearby. Went out. Very nice. It just low-key. Played for a few hours. It's so fun.
Yeah. You throw your paddle in the net?
I did once. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I choked, man. But yeah, great weekends. We're back. And let's we got a couple submissions from our great fans. Oh, and then, ooh, Vegas. I did get in trouble. They came down. The people from the control room came down and talked to me. I'll tell the story on the Patreon.
Really?
I'll tell. Yeah. There's. I don't know how much I should say public. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. We.
That's kind of fun.
Okay, let's hit some emails from fan submissions. Derek, if you get those, that link ready. Thanks for everyone hitting us up. You can email us at correct@treykennedy.com. We want to hear from you. We really do. I want to get to some of these were really funny. Molly wrote in. She said, I'm loving the new podcast segment with Tracy. Tracy talks, but I need to know, has Katie heard it? I'd love to know what she thinks of it. Should we ask Katie? Shout out. Yeah. Shout out. Derek's helped me with that. Tracy in these last few episodes tried to hit on Derek. It was bad. It was really disrespectful. It's kind of weird. You and Tracy good, Derek?
We need an HR department.
Hi, Katie. Say hey to everyone. Katie's going to join us on the Patreon episode today. She's busy. It's chill up there, right?
It's pretty chill. Thomas is brushing his own teeth.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Molly wrote in and said, what is Katie's thoughts on Tracy Talks, Tracy's new podcast?
I mean, Tracy and I have like a little bit of beef, so I don't really listen.
Really? What? Mm-hmm. Oh, what? What's? Is it personal? Is it like private or?
It's just like I don't really like talking to my husband when he's a girl.
Oh. Well, yeah, you don't watch any of my content, so it doesn't really matter. Danny wrote in and said, I want to check in to see how Katie's doing. I saw on Instagram posted that Thomas low-key, quote, low-key attacked Eva. I was just a concerned fan. I can only imagine how much strength it takes to be a single mom of three. Okay, wow. Rude.
What was his name? Danny?
Her name. Well, her name, actually, sorry. Well, it's spelled D-A-N-I, so that's why I'm assuming. Okay, but I guess who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't realize I already had three kids, but pretty correct. Mm-hmm. That is a correct opinion, Danny.
Only two of them are still nursing. I've been listening to the pod for a while now. I get up at 5:30 to get to work, so it's nice. This is from Ian. It's nice to wake up something funny. I tried going back and starting over, but the quality jump from back then is all caps immense. I'm not saying it wasn't good back then, but Trey seemed very lonely. Anyway, I was listening to one from like a year ago where Jake was talking about visiting Evansville, Indiana on a missions trip. And it caught me so off guard because that's where I live. It's just a town, so a missions trip here was sort of confusing. Lastly, I know you guys have been wondering who changed Thomas's name on the Wikipedia page to Grimace. I just wanted you to know it was not me.
Oh.
Thanks for the laughs. Thanks, Ian. That's funny. Okay, Katie. I'll let you get to it. We'll see you for the Patreon.
Okay, I'll be down there soon.
Okay.
Have fun.
All right. Love you. What's the vibe? Are we doing full makeup or
full face?
Isn't it better? It's a surprise. Isn't
that
fun?
That is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We were wondering. All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Play this video here a fan sent in. I'm excited. I'm going in blind to this one.
Great. Hope they're from Evansville as well. That place is a dump. I'm just kidding.
craziest baby names in America. I'm Sophie Keem. I'm the editor-in-chief of Nameberry, and every year we dig through the data and find the wildest names given to five or more babies in the U.S. Ooh. Let's dive in. First up, we have bad boy names, which include choices such as Arson, what? Caliber, Havoc, Notorious, Stoic, Tough, spelled T-U-F-F, and a bunch of other names that the censors won't let me say. There are money-related Shooter. Names like Billion, Dinero, Currency with a K, Luxury, and Zillion. Names related to vices and sins like Envy, Cartel. Casino, Roulette, Cartel. Sativa, Vanity, Vegas, and Whiskey. Aspirational names like Beauty, Charming, Fame, Passion, Romance, and Sparkle. Names connected to famous people and characters like Capone, Christ, Cinderella, De Niro, God, Hades, Lucifer, and Montezuma.
No
way. And then there are these kind of miscellaneous wild names like Beige, Euro, Foreign, Grim, Icon, Chemistry, Menorah, Minnow, that's actually kind of cute, Trophy, and Viper. So we have over 100 of the craziest baby names used in America last year at Nameberry.com. So head to our link in bio to see more. And let us know, would you use any of these baby names?
Shooter?
Those were happening so fast I couldn't even process how bad some of those
That's
were.
That's horrible. Can you imagine every time they have call roll, everyone just starts like doing a drill?
Yeah, they get under their desk.
That's horrible. Vegas Christ.
Vegas Christ,
Vegas
yeah.
Christ
Lucifer Menorah. That's interesting.
Yeah, one's interesting. What is that, Purgatory? Minnow. She gave Minnow a shout out, which Minnow is kind of a beautiful name for such a horrible little creature.
Minnow's doing quite well for himself. I mean, he got himself in a big pool game, Sharks and Minnows. I'm sure a lot of fish would die for that.
And they're one of the most popular fishes when you, I guess, in terms of the industry.
Yeah, branding.
Sharks and Minnows. I always prefer to be the minnow, too. I think it's more fun.
Yeah. Escape. There's some wild names.
And that's like a real list. That's not made up.
Those
are kids running around being named those names.
Chemistry.
With a K. Chemistry with a K.
Currency. Yeah, Vegas.
God was one.
God.
Just God.
Viper.
You're like, man, do I have to call you God? It's out of control.
Yeah, what were some of those first ones? Whiskey? Oh, Grim. Grim's a
Grim.
Gross name. Grim.
Yeah, if you don't know what the word Grim means and you had to guess what it means, it's something gross.
You can already kind of imagine.
It's like you think like a rim of a toilet, but like a gross one.
Yeah, Grim.
Gross rim.
Grim.
Oh,
that's a really good list.
Baby names. That was great. Let's wrap up with a couple fan videos. Again, we want to hear from y'all. Send us whatever. I always said the email like I'm old school. You can do that, but hit us up at our fancy website, treykennedy.com/correctopinions. We got a whole submission form. It's easy to use. Send us videos, links, whatever. Who do we got? What's going on?
Hello, Correct Opinions crew. I just wanted to throw out some of my siblings' kids' names.
Oh.
So I've got a 16-year-old niece, and her name is Petal.
Whoa.
2 years younger than her is Halo. The most recent baby born, besides my own, was Flip. And then honorable mention is Kayak.
Oh, my gosh.
My kid's name is kind of normal. His name's Truman. And his middle name was supposed to be after his dad. But Trey, you said his dad's name was not a real name. His name's Trevin. So we gave him the middle name of Trey. So we named him.
Oh, wow.
His name's Truman Trey.
Are you serious?
Siblings, when they heard that I named him that, were like, what? Are we supposed to call him like Mr. Truman now? They're weirded out that I chose a decently normal name. So... anyway, love the podcast. I listen to it every week. I'm not a super recty yet.
Yeah. Might have to give her a free membership there.
So not only did you convince her to change the name of her baby, but did she change it to your name?
Hey, yeah. Guys.
And, you know, I don't want to be inconsiderate, but I hope she also left Trevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see him in the video.
Think, yeah. If you're going to follow my advice that much, find a new guy named... Troy.
Arson.
No, shout out. Tell Trevin hi for us. That's very nice. I don't know. I can't. Maybe she liked the name Trey. I find it hard to believe she named it after me, but that'd be pretty wild. Truman. What the others? What, they were her family. She said Paddle, Flip, Halo.
Yeah.
Paddle. Those are all. It sounds like the. I think those all are the names of like medical operations and procedures.
Really?
Yeah. You ever had? There's something called a flip. I bet. Something like a. There's something about flipping something in there. And you ever see someone with a halo? They break their neck and they have to screw a halo onto their head.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Paddle's obvious.
There's some wild names.
Truman.
But Truman's great.
Kind of cute. Truman's kind of cute. I can get behind that.
Call him True.
I have a nephew named Truman.
True man.
Goes by TJ because his middle name's a J.
So. I mean, what do you think of when you think of Truman?
Harry. Yes.
Oh, good for you. A true American.
He's a Missourian, you know.
Was he a good president?
We still in World War II? You tell me. Put a pretty big into that.
That's the real Truman Show.
I think Hiroshima thinks he's a good president.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Japanese would say differently.
Hmm. Cool, cool. Well, yeah, shout out to, what was her name? That was Kayla?
Mayflower. I don't remember.
Hello, Correct Opinions crew.
Does she ever say it? I want to make sure, you know, I should know her name at least. Or was that Sierra?
She didn't strike me as a Sierra. Yeah, that was Sierra.
What's up, Sierra?
Wow.
That's what she wrote down. Sierra! But spelled with an S. That's the white Sierra. Oh,
yeah, it is.
For sure.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sierra. It's very nice. Tell Truman Trey I said hello.
Truman Trey.
All right, we got one more fan video. Who we got? What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm hoping you can help me figure out if a situation that happened to me yesterday is a shelter kid moment or if it's just a situation where I was caught off guard by a stranger's comment. So my husband and I were at our apartment gym. It's really tiny, so there's maybe 7 machines in there. So whenever we go, we take turns. Each set will use the same machine but swap out each set. So we're using the machine where you're sitting and you kind of like kick your legs up and it works out your thigh muscles.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it, but we're using that and it didn't really occur to me because I always have my AirPods in, but I guess the machine was making a sound. So every time we kick, like one of us would kick the legs up, it would sound kind of like, I'll do my best impression, but like, So every time it'd be like, depending on how fast you're moving it, obviously it sounds different. So I'm not thinking anything of it, but there's a woman on the treadmill in front of our machine and she like steps off to the sides of the treadmill and she turns around and she's like smiling / laughing. So I like take my AirPod out because I'm like, she's saying something to me. And she goes, "It sounds like you guys are having way more fun than you actually are." And I'm like, I'm not thinking anything so weird. I'm just like, oh yeah, I guess it does make a noise. So I'm like, oh, like a seesaw. And she goes, no, not like a seesaw. And I look over, my husband's laughing and kind of shaking his head. And I'm just like, okay, like I get what she's saying now. That can't be a shelter kid moment, right? Because why would I expect a stranger in the gym to make a sex joke at me? Anyway, just would love to hear your debate on that.
I don't think it becomes a sheltered kid moment until you say seesaw. I think it's okay to not know what she's talking about.
I mean, raise your hand if you have used the word seesaw in a sentence in the last decade. You haven't. Even if we go to the park now, my son eyes it. I'm like, we don't play on that. That's going to set you down a weird path. That's so fun. There's no way. I mean, how few people's mind goes to seesaw in that instance?
I mean, just to pull that word, yeah, you just don't even think about that object, that apparatus. I know what you're referencing. Seesaw. I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know it sounds like that.
That's right.
And that would be fun.
That we're would just be very out. Fun.
We're just working out.
Me and my husband do the same workouts because we're the same size, so the seesaw would be perfect. We would seesaw.
Yeah.
What a strange woman in the world.
Yeah, pretty weird of the woman, too.
Wow, sounds like something else. Oh, by the way, that's such a like a joke and a bit when you hear that noise. Who can't put their bed together right these days?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like yeah. The squeaky sounds. Oh, I know what that means.
Yeah, who's ever experienced? Get a better bed.
Yeah, how old are they?
Is it the 1960s? Why is there so much metal?
Yeah, are there spray springs in your bed?
No.
Wood slats.
Do you have a headboard?
Yes.
Do you, Derek?
Yes.
Good for you guys. I came across something online where someone was kind of like joke. It was an influencer or something. Like, oh, thanks for making me feel better. We finally got a headboard after all these years or something. I think that's one of the biggest signs that you're not scraping by. If you can get a headboard, like you got to, even before air conditioning, I think you got to have a headboard on your bed. I've never seen a buddy of mine. Bachelor, of course. He had a very nice apartment. You walk in, this is just a mattress pushed up against the wall.
Yeah.
Like, yo, $100 on Amazon, dude. Just get a headboard. Any headboard.
Just like.
Did you have one before you got married, Jake?
I was going to say no. And if I wasn't married, I would not have one. Like, what purpose do they serve?
The headboard's whatever wall it's against.
Yeah, that's my headboard.
It doesn't really serve a purpose at all, I think, except signaling to anyone who enters your bedroom,
I have health insurance. Adults.
Yeah, you have health insurance. Exactly. The correlation between health insurance and headboards has got to be off the charts.
One-to-one. Mm-hmm. Direct correlation. Yeah, so we have one, but...
Not by your choice, huh?
Yeah, whenever Rachel leaves town and I'm home, I get rid of it. I unscrew it
right,
just so I can appreciate no headboard. Oh. I put it back on Sunday night.
Finally, you set that mattress back on the ground. Yeah. It's so much easier to roll out of bed.
I find like Rachel like leaves like Friday morning. Like, I'm going to school and then I won't see you later. Great. Immediately, I go find a mini fridge on Facebook Marketplace and I just fill it with just junk. And then I sell it Sunday night.
Headboards really... I don't know why our culture's decided that's a sign of having your life together, but it really is. Show me someone without a headboard and they're going to be struggling. But when we moved in this house, we didn't have a bed frame for a couple months because for whatever reason, the furniture industry is put the furniture here. They're like, oh, it'll be here in 6 months.
Suez Canal.
And there is an element of it didn't affect my sleep at all to have my mattress and box springs on the ground with no headboard. But I've really been scammed and we have to put it on this pretty little thing. But I guess we do.
I have a tough time even believing that box springs help that much.
I am out on the box springs. What? I'll be honest. I don't know. I think maybe back in the day there was a justification, but now I think they're saying you got to keep doing it.
I think you could lay me on a bed and just be like, are there box springs under you or not? Like, how am I supposed to know? It's so thick. My mattress alone, that's all I feel. I have no idea.
You would never know.
And what's the difference in the ground and a box spring? Both pretty firm. What's the point?
Well, there you go. I'm glad. Thanks for putting us down that path, Kayla.
Seesaw.
And yeah, hope you and your husband, leg extension. That's what she wanted.
Yep. There you go. Good workout.
Love you guys. We're continue this on Patreon. Kate will join in a second. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Thanks for all the love and support on everything. And have a great week. Peace.
Correct opinion.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.